The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, like we always do on Thursday, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. What's your response? Do you think we're in a recession?
Yeah, I definitely think we have a lot of issues. Let's look at our gas prices. The fact that people, you know, are finding it hard during this summer time to take their kids on vacations and do things because gas is high, and they've used their vacation funds to do things. We have empty store shelves. Stock market continues to dip, prices continue to rise. But what caught me off guard, Joe, and if you're watching it, you saw this, was now they're trying to redefine what a recession is. Well, that's what you used to think a recession is. So let me tell you what we think it is now. And that's the danger. It's the fact that they keep changing the rule book. They keep moving the goalposts. Just to try to confuse their constituents, right? The American people with their shell game, right? We're just going to keep moving this around and people will get confused and I'll be able to trick them. And I think that's the real travesty.
Yep. And they've been laying the groundwork for today's numbers for several weeks now, as Joe Biden and others in the administration have been just wanting to plant the seed that, well, maybe a recession, just because we have two quarters consecutively with a decrease in GDP, maybe that doesn't really mean that we're in a recession. Now, a texter earlier pointed out that the two quarters was an acceptable definition of a recession when Bill Clinton got elected. Remember when he said it's the economy, stupid?
Exactly.
At that point in time, and as historically, we've always looked at two consecutive quarters of declining numbers as a recession. Suddenly, as you just said, they want to change the definition.
Well, Joey, as an accountant, if I had two consecutive quarters of losses, I'd be trying to figure out what I needed to do to fix the problem. And that's the issue we have with the Democrats that are in office. With Democrats everywhere, let's face it, we're going into election year. The governor and I have a challenger, all right, that's a Democrat. And that's the issue, is they don't have any ideas on how to stimulate the economy. It's the same old, let's raise taxes.
Yep.
Unlike President Trump, who said, let's stimulate the economy. Let's start making people make more money and let that funnel money into the federal government to get things done, to pay for infrastructure. Let's not shove taxes down everybody's throat, which has been the Democrats' playbook forever.
Yep.
I just hope that we really see what the American people in general think of these failed policies come November. But we have got to get out to the poll. People have got to get out and vote because, you know, I put something on my social media last week that basically said, if you don't like high gas prices, if you don't like record inflation, there's a cure for that. It's called the voting booth, right?
Yep.
And you need to get out there and talk about it. And stop being side, you know, the Democrats love to sideswipe people with social issues. They're all distractions, right? Because they can't accept the fact that since they took helm of government, they have destroyed our economy. They have completely destroyed it. They make us look weak within the world. And what we don't need are Biden failed policies here in South Carolina.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see the response from the White House today. Again, for weeks now, they've been sort of getting us prepared for today and trying to redefine what a recession is. Terry in Spartanburg writes on our Big Rock text line, it's like playing a board game with a 4-year-old. They're always changing the rules when they start to lose.
Joey, I think you should come up for who will have the best quote from the vice president on this. You know, something like, a recession is what a recession does, but what it's doing is not really a recession. So everybody can look at each other and go, what did she say? that'll be my submission. And then you should get all of your callers to say, what do you think Camilla's response will be in her own words to this news of a recession? I think it would be the funniest thing ever.
Well, and the key to that is in her own words.
I saw the other day she was identifying herself and then saying, "I am here in a blue suit."
We had great fun with that. We played that clip over and over. Tommy, do you have it there close by? Here she is.
I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit.
So maybe I should have had you introduce yourself. I mean, I'm a white male, brown hair, blue eyes. I'm not wearing a mask. One of the ladies at the table that day pointed out that she was wearing a mask with a clear front so that you could see that her lips were red.
Oh, my goodness gracious. There was a great meme, Joey, that I heard or saw at some point, and it said, like, in 1922, the owner's manual of your car showed you how to change your oil. Now it tells you in 2022 not to drink the battery acid. I mean, is this where we've come, right? Like you're talking and I don't see all those things about you, so you need to tell me that. We have got to stop dropping the bar so low that a toddler can crawl over it. And we need to get adults in office that do adult things, like get our economy going. I heard this morning, since this year, this was staggering to me, Joey, 100,000 people have died in the U.S. from fentanyl overdoses.
Wow.
And we're not to August yet.
Wow.
100,000. But yet, what do we want to talk about? We want to talk about gun control. Why don't we talk about border control? Because a lot more people have died because of an out-of-control border than guns.
Yep. And that fentanyl is just flowing in uninterrupted daily at our southern border. Speaking of the November elections, and you mentioned you and Governor McMaster running for re-election, you officially filed, I guess, yesterday.
Yes, we did. So, we were the first governor-lieutenant governor that ran jointly on a ticket. We're the first governor-lieutenant governor seeking re-election together. That was yesterday. And we're very excited. You know, it is my honor to serve as lieutenant governor of South Carolina. I hope that people see that I love my job. I love helping businesses. I love helping my constituents. And so I am just excited for another 4 years to, you know, in this last 4 years during a pandemic, we've had record growth. We have cut taxes. We've cut taxes on our military. We have increased funding for infrastructure. We have signed the fetal heartbeat bill into law. I mean, and this was all during a pandemic. So can you imagine what we can do without a pandemic?
I'll add that we have been, we've relatively stayed open during COVID as well.
That's absolutely right. Never closed churches.
Yep.
And it's because the governor has always looked at the Constitution as his guide, where he could do things. You know, I like to tell people all the time, like, we were the last state east of the Mississippi to tap the brakes on anything. We were the first state to open up. We never shut down, so we never had to reopen. We never had a statewide mask mandate because the governor counted on people to do what was best for them and their family. And we fared very well here in South Carolina. And our businesses really did well because BMW had record growth during 2020. Knute Fleur, the outgoing president, talked about that and how he credited this administration for that. And so did our other employers across our great state. Record growth during a pandemic year because we allowed businesses to remain open and take care of their employees, which they did.
Yep. It's look, I applaud you guys. You certainly have my support and my vote going into November because we need another 4 years of this.
Well, thank you, Joey. That means the world to me. And I hope you're all of your listeners feel the same way. And so thank you for your support, and everybody, get out and vote. Take 10, take 20 friends. Talk about to your children why yep. it's so important.
Yep, that is the that's what we have the right to do. That's the answer, is to to take control, regain control of the U.S. House, the U.S. Senate, and maintain control of our state legislature and our state capitol. So, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, always a pleasure. We'll do it again next Thursday.
Thanks so much, Joe. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Be safe out there.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.